The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Davov. We started speaking on Daf Gimel, that the shiur, when the Gemara talks about all these dafim, that talk about the Chiv Koton, the maskon of the Gemara is that the din for a father to bring up a B'nai Koton is Derabonon, and we discussed the fact that the Halicha of a Koton, how do we measure whether a child can or can is old enough, physically mature enough to be able to be oyle regel? We pass him beis hillel hold that he has to be roy to walk up on his own 2 feet, not just that he's murkav on his father's shoulders. And how do we measure? We measure that he's walking from Yerushalayim, despite the fact that you could have a family that's coming from the other end of Eretz Yisrael, and it's certainly necessary for them to leave their homestead in Miron or wherever it is and come down south to Yerushalayim, which is quite a walk. We don't patter a tinnik by dint of the fact that he can't walk from Miron. He'll have to find his way. So we have over here in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, B'shem Abai explains that Ad Yerushalayim imoy miviyosoy. The mother, anyways, the Gemara says over here, has to come to Yerushalayim because she's mechuyev. Noshma mechuyev b'simchas haregel. We'll talk about in Yitz Hashem one of the shurim later on. That simchas haregel, an essential part of the celebration of simchas haregel, is achilas basar kachim. Achilas basar kachim has to be done in Yerushalayim and achayim v'lifnim. So since his mother anyways has to come, so his mother, who's the ikur, that's mamuna on taking care of him physically, kill the mother is responsible. Shema bini teres imecho v'altitoy. Shema bini Musa v'ichu v'altitoy teres imecho. The teres imecho is the physical responsibility. Why Torah has to do with physical responsibility is because a lot of the menhogim, the holachelach of daily life, of a Torah lifestyle, is not from a mother. It's teres imecho. Musa v'ichu is on a conceptual. Musa v'ichu is on a conceptual level. The father gives a child Musa, but the one who teaches him how to wash negavasa and puts him on his tzitzis in the morning, most often is the mother. That's the way it was when things were more gender separated. Now there's a little more of a iruv haparshis. But in any case, imay miviyosi, the Gemara says, ad Yerushalayim, the father brings him up from there. The shaila is, the Yerushalmi by us, over here in the Suryan Davov, the Yerushalmi over here has a chakira. From where do we measure in Yerushalayim to know whether the koton is a bar yicholis to come up? Do we measure min achoyma, min abatim, or min ashiloyach? Which shiloyach was the meeting place where all the pilgrims, all the oyle regel, would go up together, because it was outside the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, the valley right outside the great ramp that went up to the Har HaBayis. So where exactly was the place to measure in terms of knowing how much a child had to walk in order to be a Bar Chiyuva? The Yerushalmi wants to know. Chayra, at Kama, that the, like the Gemara is saying by us, that his mother coming into Yerushalayim, because anyway she's Mechuyiv to be in Yerushalayim, the Chayra should have to be from the edge of Yerushalayim. Till where is his mother Mechuyiv to be? Is his mother Mechuyiv to be by the closest? Yerushalayim is a big city. Is his mother Mechuyiv to be by the closest point in Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis? Picture that the Har HaBayis was on one side of Yerushalayim. Does his mother have a chiyuv to come to that side of Yerushalayim, and then the chiyuv is measured in terms of his ability to walk from there up to Har HaBayis? Or no, we have to measure his mother to be in the furthermost point of Yerushalayim. Let's say if we want to measure, it's not nothing to do with the Choyma, but let's say if we want to mention the Har HaBayis to where they have the ruins of the, let's say, the vicinity of Meir Sharm, outside Meir Sharm, where there was a wall in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Even if that wall wasn't produced in Yerushalayim, that's debatable. There's an archaeological and other type of machlokes about the nature of that wall. But let's say, does the child have to be a Bar Hochi to walk from Meir Sharm? Or does the child have to be a Bar Hochi to walk from, let's say, in the old city, by the Kaisel Plaza, where that was the entranceway up to the Har HaBayis? Lechayr should be the further point, because the further point is as far as his mother's mukhiv. It would sound from, what are we bringing out from this? It would sound over here like the Yerushalmi on a conceptual level is not maskin to the definition of the Bavli. Sefer Mishnah Siyavitz from Rav Zolti, the Rav Yerushalayim, in Erechaim Simach Sam Gimel, explains by Richus this Machlokes, and he says that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi are arguing. It's clear. According to the Bavli, the way Abayi says it, there's no mokum to be done on which point in Yerushalayim, whichever point in Yerushalayim that he's there because his mother brought him until there. So how do we understand what is the machlokes? Abaya on Davdal, Abaya l'shitose. Abaya in the Gemara b'Yos Davov is l'shitose. Abaya on Davdal says that the pasuk of Kol Schurcho l'Rabbis Koton is an asmachto. And the Pashtus, the way the Rishonim accept that if you learn the Sugis Ababli, is that the Gemara is saying that the din of bring up a cotton, the Chari is not a Bar Chiyuv, it's an Asmakta, it's a din Dirabonon. It's a din Chinuch, it's Dirabonon, all Chinuch is Dirabonon, the Chiyuv that a father has to his child should be Mekayim Mitzvahs, really he's not a Bar Chiyuv in Deraisa, Midirabonon we give him. The Gemara in Brachos Dav Chof talks about Richus, about how a child is a Mekhuyiv in Chinuch. Speak about the mitzvah of chinuch, exactly what the mitzvah defines in terms of the child's chiv, the father's chiv, but vinishvi. The chiv is the rabbonon, the pasuk of Yeroah calls chuch is only a asmachta. The Rambam says not that way. Says the Mishnah Siyavitz, others have preceded him in this, but the Mishnah Siyavitz speaks about Barichus, that the Rambam bases himself on the Yerushalmi, the Rambam, for whatever reason, sometimes the Rambam does not go with a seeming maskona of the Bavli, he goes with the Yerushalmi, if he feels that's more the conclusive, final word in the Sugya, the Rambam will occasionally paskin like the Yerushalmi. Here's one of the instances. The Yerushalmi seems to be going not that way. The din is deraisa, the Rambam clearly says a mitzvah. In the Yarach Hazov, the Rambam says the mitzvah of Yeroah calls Churko to bring up. The Rambam defines part of the mitzvah, we discussed this in a previous year, of the father is the bringing of the child. The Yerushalmi seems to go with that Havonah of the Rambam. Let's explain the rationale behind the Yerushalmi that we just said over based on what we understand the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that a chelik of the chiyuv ho'av is that the father should appear with his son. Instead of the lashon of the Rambam that beis, it's a chelik of the mitzvah of the father is leheirois im aben, and therefore, why is only Yerushalayim included in the mitzvah? Because if a chelik of bringing up the child is a part of the re'iyah, the presenting oneself by Hashem Yeroah, is in presenting oneself with one's child, what the part of the presentation, not walking from Haifa. So how do we measure when is a child part of the mitzvah of the father? Which child is part of the mitzvah of the father going up with the child? The Basil Paskin, that the child has to be ready to walk up on his own, albeit that his father holds his hand, but he has to be able to walk up himself. Only then is the father equipped to go up with him. He's not equipped to carry him. Not just that I'm equipped to carry him al tircha. You could theoretically, if he has a servant, he could have the servant carry his child. The word is not tircha. The word is that the tzura of the mitzvah, the father going up, is going up with the child. The child walks. It's not a matter of carrying the child. The child walks with his father. The father takes with him, is accompanied. The father takes with him, is meluva, with his child. That's the mitzvah of the father. That's the way the Rambam brings the mitzvah. If that's the case, how do we measure? We measure what's the Mahus, what's the chetz of the re itself? Abaya says that the mitzvah of Oilas Re'iyah of Kol Schurcha is only din derabanan, like we just said. It's only din chinuch. If it's only din chinuch, so who's in charge of the chinuch of the child? Like we said, b'derech klal, the mother is the one who's in charge of the physical components of chinuch habonim, usually. Father learns with his children, that's what Avos Habonim is all about, but on a minute-to-minute basis, the mother is more at home with the child. Who tells him to make a bracha before he eats a bag of pretzels? Usually his mother. If that's the case, bringing him to Yerushalayim is the one who B'derech Chal brings him, the one who's in charge of him, the one who takes care of him. That's usually his mother. Masha'enke, in Yerushalayim itself, the going up, that's the father's chinuch. The father's chinuch is to train his child to go up. Only the father can be mechanuch. The father is the one who's mechuyiv to go up. He's mechuyiv. He's entrusted with that mitzvah. So the Abaya doesn't have that hakira of the Yerushalmi. You measure from where the father goes up. Masha'enkein loit the Yerushalmi, the mitzvah by definition, the re'iyah, the act of re'iyah of the father includes taking up a child, and the Yerushalmi has to know where does the act of re'iyah start. Does it start by the shiloyach? Does it start from the batim, from the choyma? Where does it start from? It's not a matter of where the mother leave him off. Where does the kid no longer have anybody taking care of him, but then the father would be mechuyiv to take care of him? It's a matter of where does the act of re'iyah start that includes the child. If the child can't walk that length, then the child is not yet part of the act of going up. He can't walk. Mashiach, if he could walk, so then he is part of the father's going up. Again, loy to Bavli, that's not the Havana. The Bavli is a matter of the father's going to train him, chinuch, like any other chinuch, to come up to pay his respect, to come up to be a lirek. When the mother is watching him, because that's the mother's domain, on the way to Yerushalayim, on the long trip to Yerushalayim, who's giving him food to eat, who's taking care of him, who's putting him to sleep, and that's his mother. The father is usually not responsible for that. Where's the mitzvah of chinuch mutl on the father? On the part where the father is there. Where's that? That's going up from Yerushalayim. So it's not a shaila, there's no shaila of from where in Yerushalayim. From where the mother dropped him off. That's where the father would be mechuyav. The chakira only starts loy to Yerushalmi. Let's add another knetch to this. And the Rambam is going to Yerushalmi. The Rambam includes the mitzvah of aliyah l'regel of the child in the father's din midaraisa, like we just said. It's part of the father's re'iyah, is bringing up the child. That's part of the father's presenting himself. Baha Hashem Yiro is with his child. Compare that in the Shem Daf Beis to Avraham and Yitzchok. That was the first re'iyah of Avraham and Yitzchok b'shaso akedah. Let's add one more point to this. The Mishnah says that the Shir Chiyuv Katan from Yerushalayim ad Har Bayis. Frekta Turi Evan. Why is the Shir Tali in Har Bayis? The mitzvah is not going up on Har Bayis. The mitzvah is appearing al Ritzpas Ha'azoru. The Har Bayis is a whole trek up the Har Bayis, another 200 Amis, another 150 Amis up the Har Bayis until one gets to the Ritzpas Ha'azoru. Why is the Shir Tali in Har Bayis? The Shir should be Tali in the Ritzpas Ha'azoru. That's the Mokum of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Says Dor Samech, or Samech is in Chukh Besom Chir, Pevov, where he talks about the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And he says over there, what does it mean, Harabayis? He says over there that Harabayis is an interesting halacha. Dor Samech has an arichus over there, that the Nevi'im, the Chachomim, have a right to add on to the Kedusha Sa'azora, as much as one thing, where it says that Yeshafat was Mesak in certain tumas that were only in the Azorah, should also exist in the Harabayis. The Chachomim Luderesem are able to institute that the Kiddush of the Azorah should stretch and should not only be confined to the area of the Azorah proper, but should even be on the Harabayis. So, what the Asamech brings out from there is that the whole Harabayis is shaykh to a certain extent, potentially at least, it's shaykh to the Kiddush of the Azor. It's possible for Kedusha Sa'azor to expand to the outermost parameters, if the Chazal would so want, if the Nevi'im would so be Geyser, it would expand to the outermost parameters of the Harabayis. Imkain, potentially the Kedusha Sa'azor is infused, on a potential level again, in the Harabayis. Is v'mele we understand that is the re'iyah, is the re'iyah, the shear of the re'iyah, is the act of re'iyah to take him to the place where that kedusha exists, where that kedusha potentially of re'iyah p'nei Hashem b'har Hashem yiro exists. So it doesn't matter. That's why the shear is tolu in atriyovid laharabayis. Now we understand that makes sense according to the way we explain the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is understanding the shear of a cotton, the way we explain, is, well, what is the act of re'iyah? The act of re'iyah, like the Asamech says, is going to the place that's included in the experience of Bahar Hashem Yiroh, the experience of the place that has the potential for re'iyah as Pnei Hashem. According to the Bavli, there's a functional halacha going on over here. When is the child a bar chiyuva? When is the father b'chuyiv b'chinuch? When he's able to perform the mitzvah. When is the father mechuyav to be mechanech his child to eat matzah? When he's able to chew, because I eat matzah, b'chdei achilas pras. The same thing over here. There's no two different halachas going on over here. Like to Yerushalmi, we can talk about potential, what's the place that b'mehus has that kedusha, because we're talking about what it defines the act, the mehus of the going up to the place of Bahar Hashem Yiroh, of the Re'iyas Pnei Hashem, is included in the Harabayis. That's what would define the Shir. The Gemara by Yosef Chagigah Daf Zayin, will be Moisiv one more prat, says that Rabbi Yosef says, this that says over there in the Gemara, in Migdash Lachatzoin, there's a memory, the Gemara says a Braisa, in Migdash Lachatzoin, says Rabbi Yosef, what does that mean? That there's no din of Beis HaMikdash, there's no din of Re'iyas Beis HaMikdash, Lachatzoyin, with half of one's children. One has to come with all his children at the same time. Abaye explains that no, that's not the Kavonu, there's no such din. He's allowed to come with one child, and then come an hour later. Let's say it's too hard for him to carry up four kids. I know at least a few people that have a hard time taking four kids to the zoo. So La'adil could have a hard time taking four kids, controlling four kids on the way up to the Haravais. So he has a push date to make four trips. He'll go up with one son, he'll come back an hour later, take the second son. Rabbi Yosef says, no, that's not a kiyum b'har Hashem Yiruah. That's not a kiyum of the mitzvah of Yiruah Kol Shchuch. Abaye says, no, there's no such thing. Abaye says, Choy v'schinuch, he should be mishtadl that all of them should come. Abaye, l'shitosei. Abaye holds that bringing up of a child is not part of the act of re'il. Abaye holds as a chiyuv to be a mechanech child. Why can't you be mechanech your 9-year-old to take a lulav at 7 o'clock in the morning, your 8-year-old to take a lulav an hour later, and your 6-year-old when you come up from davening? What's it? There's a chesaron in chinuch because all the children are not taking the lulav at the same time. Why shouldn't you be able to do the same thing in the midst of aliyah l'regel? Rabbi Yosef argues on Abaye, says the Mishnah Siyavitz. Rabbi Yosef holds like the Yerushalmi. The act of Re'iyas Pnei Hashem of the father includes B'hai Hashem Yiroh with his children. His act of Re'iyah is not Sholem unless he comes up with all his children. Since he's Mechuyit to bring up all his children, if he brings up only two out of his four sons, we should have more than that, but if he brings up two out of his four sons, his act of Re'iyah is not complete. Ein Mikdash L'Hatzon. So we have a beautiful Tzuras of the Shmaitzah here of two Shitas. The Rambam, for whatever reason, chose, maybe because we have Rabbi Yosef in our sugya, chose to paskin like the Yerushalmi. It seems that the Yerushalmi is Neman L'Shitasi, Abai is Neman L'Shitasi, and it's two different Mahalakim. Is the Chiyuv of Re'iyo, the Chiyuv of Yeroh Kol Shchuchko, part of the father's Re'iyo, part of the Re'iyo itself, or there's a Chayves Chinuch, the same way the child is going to be Mechuyv by himself when he's a Bar Mitzvah to come up on the Har Hashem. So the father's Mechuyv to be Mechanachim now to bring up his children. It's a functional halacha. The shiurim are different. The place that defines the mitzvah is different. The parameters of how many children he has to bring up is different, like we explained.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.